afternoon, Centre of Health and Disability Assessments, Natalie speaking.
Hello, how are you doing? Is it possible that I can give you a reference number and you can give me some help, please?
Yeah, certainly, I'll try my best.
Okay. It's a reference, Mr. S. Cordell, C-O-R-D-E-L-L, slash J-H.
It's okay, I can get it from the surname, it's fine.
You can get it, yeah? Perfect, thank you.
Yeah, no worries. I remember the case, I've done it quite recently. How can I help?
I'm recording this conversation, I just wanted to go through a few things with yourself.
Speaking to Simon Cordell.
Yeah, I am Mr. Cordell himself, yeah.
Can you confirm your national insurance number, your date of birth and your address for me, please?
JH653811D, 26 1st 181, and I'm at 109 Burncroft Avenue.
That's great. How can I help?
Yeah, who am I fully speaking to?
Natalie Vickers.
Natalie Vickers. And what is your job title at the department that you're at?
Customer Relations Manager.
Customer Relations. And you've dealt with my case on numerous occasions before.
Okay. I have.
I'm quite concerned because I'm receiving all these letters. I just received a letter today and it's explaining a load about me being put onto medication and stuff like that in that hospital and stuff like that. Now, you're getting all this information off the computers. Now, what I'm quite upset about is what truly happened is I got set up by one of my neighbours. Yeah, I was in my house. I haven't been going out for a long time. And one of my neighbours viciously assaulted me. And what she done was she made a load of lies and said that I threatened her children. Yeah, out of a window. And I never really went out in my back garden. The reason she done this was, I can send you the documents because I wrote a book about it. And I've also got the proof. Now, what my problems are is I got taken to hospital, forced to go to the hospital. Now, the reason that these doctors took me to hospital was because they come into my house and I recorded them. I've got the recording here. And basically, they come in with a fake what section 135 under the Mental Health Act 1963. And now they come in under a section 2 and they tried to assess me. I'd been assessed like 7 times before and I was a full bill of health. I've never taken no medication, never done nothing. Yeah? Now, what I noticed, yeah, is in recording them, a woman called Aman, she filled out a court order illegally to gain access to my house. Now, she made a full confession that she had done that, yeah, on tape recording. I have this all on tape recording. Yeah, now, they basically had lost their jobs, yeah. Now, I'm a good person, yeah, and I knew what they had done was illegal. They'd been trying to do it because I had a police court case where the police forged a load of paperwork. And they basically missed all the signatures of the members of the public at the bottom of it. All the time stamps were wrong to the 999 call centre and so forth like that. Now, a load of police officers are following the procedures for it, yeah? But what they've done is they started entangling my personal life, yeah, and started making false producer stories about me so that the public hated me.
Mr. Cordell, can I just explain to you, please? I'm sorry, I'm not medically trained.
Yeah,
so
I accept that.
You've really no need to explain your entire history to me.
No, I feel like I do, yeah, because what I want to explain to you, my valid point here is, I've asked how I can help. Is there anything I can help you with? Is I've wrote to the advocacy and I've sent all of these transcribes of what the doctor's done. They all lose their jobs.
Okay.
The independent complaints department, yeah, because I got the case NFA'd against me, no further action, so I was proven not innocent in the claims in the beginning that they held me in the hospital for. I never took one tablet throughout my whole period of being there. Yeah, I got accepted by the tribunal that there was not a problem with me, and I got released. Yes, so now I stayed at home, and they forced a section 3. They forced doctors to come to my house under a section 118. Yeah, and the Mental Health Act. Now they're not allowed to do that when you're put on a section 2. They lied to me and forced their way back into my house. Yeah, now this is all being admitted, and they've all lost their jobs if I continue forward with the process. So what I've done is I gave a copy of this to the Independence Complaint Advocacy. Now she's begging me not to continue with the process, yeah?
Is your mum Lorraine there with
my
you?
Mum, no, she's not here right now with me. I live on my own and I look after myself.
I sent her a letter very recently.
Yeah, and I've got that letter in my hand right now. And
well, how can I help in relation that
letter,
to that letter?
That letter there right now, this is my problem that I have right now with it. Yeah?
Okay.
This is the problem that I have. That letter there has already been, and I can't change the things on Rio. I can't wipe that information that's on Rio out, yeah? I can do is amend it, yeah? Now, I've made the amendments to it, and the advocacy has them now, yeah? Now, if I tell her to press return, and it gets updated onto that computer, all the doctors have lost their jobs. And that's not a joke. A lot of people's lives are going to be ruined. I'm a good writer.
What do you want me to do
educated,
today, Mr. Carter?
I'm educated and I know the laws of the land that I live off of. Now, I'm saving
them
doctors.
How can I help you today, Mr.
No,
Carter?
I don't want you to write my name like these things that you're saying in that letter are true ever again. Yeah, because I'm going to tell the advocate to press return and I'm going to update your Rio's computers and you'll never use that information again. Them doctors will never be doctors again. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with me. I never took no medication. And what my neighbours done were false allegations. They lied, yeah, to get for their own self-gain and for their own righteousness. They fabricated their evidence and they got the police to come to my house and take me out of my house when there was nothing wrong with me. The only reason I won't leave my house at present right now is because the timestamps are wrong in my court case. The police come and served an ASBO on me, and that ASBO accused me of being 10 people that I wasn't. Yeah? 10 people, 5, 6 kids I don't know for different parties, and a couple, they tried to force me to be a supergrass. I shut my mouth and kept my mouth quiet rather than get other people's children in trouble, and I went to court under the grounds that the police officers all accepted in their own personal statements that sections were on them doors. I said that you ain't proved trespass, so they're private homes. Yeah, it doesn't matter who any hires any equipment at when they're private homes. Yeah, you've got no grounds and I'm not going to be a super grass and grass these people up for you. I went and copied the people's Facebooks that I got accused of being, yeah. So I've got all their Facebooks here right now and I can prove I never threw these incidents. But by giving them to the police, I'm doing their job, what their salary gets paid to do. And I'm going to end up getting called to Queen's Bench and being a super grass. I refuse to do it. I'm sitting sturm and feddy in my house right now and they're using their powers to abuse me and they're entangulating my life. I've got my medical notes on computer now. Yeah, I didn't have no herpes. I never touched no girl. I've got...
Mr. Cardell, I will make a note that you've called
today. Yeah, I do not
today.
Want you to write my name like this again or use them letters against me like that again. Right now, I refuse to leave my house till this case is dead. I can't walk down the street because the police
I have
are
explained
avoiding...
in my letter that you don't need to be assessed anymore,
yeah,
okay?
Yes, okay, thank you. Yeah, but I don't
all
like
right.
the way that you are using your powers. I feel that you're going to try and get them doctors into my house again.
We're not going to try and do anything. All we've
yeah,
done is
I'm sorting this
is
out without causing
case.
A riot in London. Yeah?
I know. We've looked at your case and we've decided we don't need to assess
yeah,
you anymore. That's all. We're not going to tell any doctors and we're not going to send any doctors to your home.
Sort
but I will make a note that you've called, okay?
Thank you. I apologise. Thank
you're
you.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
Take care. You too. Bye-bye. Goodbye.